proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish Bible interpretation. We come to the conclusion of Isaiah chapter 53 and the prophet's words regarding God's servant. This 12th and final verse of that chapter reminded the prophet's readers what God's servant had done or would do on their behalf. It also pointed out how God would reward his servant for fulfilling that task. According to Isaiah 53:12, God declared, quote, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong," unquote. The image that the prophet evoked here alluded to what could be similar to the aftermath of a military conquest. A battle's victors apportioned among themselves the captured bounty of their defeated enemy. Those who displayed special heroism during the fight received a greater share of the plunder than those who did not behave so valiantly during the battle. Thus, Isaiah portrayed God's servant as a warrior, and someone worthy of receiving a great reward for his efforts. Spiritually speaking, Jesus Christ attained a victory of cosmic proportions when he died at Calvary. He faced his ultimate trial without any advocates, abandoned by even his closest followers, as occurred in the Garden of Gethsemane. Before that happened, though, in the 16th chapter of John, he remarked that, quote, "I am not alone, because the Father is with me," unquote. Yet, while he hung on the cross, while he bore the sins of the world, Jesus Christ would cry out, quote, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" unquote. His willingness to undergo such ill treatment, being mocked, beaten, scourged, and crucified, the Savior's willingness to undergo such ill treatment merited his Father's favor. According to Philippians chapter 2, quote, "God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Unquote. What exactly would God's servant do to merit such lofty recompense? Isaiah portrayed four separate actions that explained why the servant deserved such a reward. Quote, "He hath poured out his soul unto death," unquote. All of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of the gospel writers attested that Jesus Christ actually died on the cross. By doing so, according to the second chapter of Hebrews, he destroyed the devil who had the power over death. The next thing God's servant did was he was, quote, "numbered with the transgressors," unquote. Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, became sin in order that he might reconcile erring men to a holy God, as Paul noted in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Isaiah also said that God's servant, quote, "bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors," unquote. As John the Baptist pointed out, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, taking away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ also prayed for those who despitefully used him and persecuted him, just as he advised his followers to do in the Sermon on the Mount. In that way, he set an example for Christians to follow. Jesus Christ, as God's servant, suffered horrendously, even dying on the cross, not for his own sin, but for the sins of the world, thereby meriting God's great favor and approbation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast relating to Jewish belief.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.